Rus Perek Gimel Pasuk Tes. So Boaz has been startled into waking up at Chatzi Halayla, and there is a woman at his feet, and he can recognize only that she is a woman, but he is confused, he is bewildered, he is just waking up from a very deep sleep that might have been partially wine-induced. By Yomer Mi'ot. And so he said, who are you? That is, who are you that the Redeemer of all of Klal Yisrael is going to come from you? And Vatomer, and she answered him, Anochi Rus Amosecha. I am Rus, your handmaiden, she answers him. You shouldn't think that it's for pritzos, that it's just a woman seeking out a man in the middle of the night. Amosecha, the Malbim says, that just as there's a kesher between an Amma Ivriya, a Hebrew maidservant, and her husband, that in fact there is a marital responsibility there, the Torah tells us in Sefer Dvarim, for Yi'ud. So there is a kesher between the two of us as well from the mitzvah of Yibum. Ufarastach nofecha al amosecha, and spread your wing, or the corner of your cloak, kenaf, can mean wing or corner, on over your handmaiden, ki goel ata, because you are a redeemer. She is reminding him by saying amosecha of the conversation they had 3 months earlier in the field. He's going to correct her, and he's going to say, you are not my maidservant, but rather you are of the matriarchs. You are eligible to marry a Jewish man, as we'll see in his response. Spread his wing, shelter her in marriage. Jewish ceremony of marrying a handmaiden by spreading a cloak, bevigdova, with his garment, he can marry her. The Gemara explains bevigdova is a discussion of a husband who deceives his wife and deals deceitfully with her. So bevigdo can mean either in his deceit, or it can mean with his garment, he should have married her. So she is informing Boaz, the subtext is that she and her mother-in-law are about to be forced to sell the field because they have no money, they have nothing to live on. A field owned by Rus's late husband, Mahlon. As a relative, as a goel, it's Boaz's responsibility to redeem that field. And Rus asks him to acquire her in marriage, along with the inheritance, as a matter of yibum, for a childless widow. Her request is used in terms of shelter and redemption, hinting that he should disregard her roots as a Moabiyah, move beyond concerns of his own personal nature, like his future lineage. As we'll see from Ploni Almoni, this was something that men, certainly of his time, were very concerned with. So she's saying, be concerned with the idea of shelter and geula. Don't think in selfish terms. But being Rus, she's not going to give him Musar in any way. She's just going to kind of hint at that. Vayomer, and so Boaz says, Brucha at la Hashem, BT. And Boaz answers, you are blessed of the Lord, my daughter. And Chazal immediately praised Boaz for his responses. Startled out of sleep by a woman lying alone with him at his feet, already aware, as we said earlier, of rampant immorality in the countryside, rather than to give her musar or curse her or demand that she go or embarrass her in front of everyone, instead he gave her a bracha right away. And the Chazal tell us this was because his intent was tremendous and his personal quality was tremendous, but her kavana was so pure as well. She calls herself a handmaiden, he calls her BT, my daughter. That is an acknowledgement of saying she is Jewish. And so he is saying, you are a holy Gioras who has fully joined Klal Yisrael. Heitavt chastecho acharon min harishon. Your last kindness is greater than your first kindness. Your first kindness, dealing kindly with your husband at his death, and then taking care of your impoverished mother-in-law, Naomi. And now, you are trying to marry an aged widower, but not for his money, not to be a trophy wife, but for the best reason of all, to perpetuate Mahlon's name, surpassing even all the other kindnesses that you had. Your acharon, comes from the Rishon. One good deed deserves another. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah. The acharon comes from the Rishon. Levilti lachas acharei habachurim im dalim ashir. By not, you didn't go after the young men, whether poor or rich. Rather, you came to me. And Ruth knew that marrying Boaz might cause insults and side eye and comments from people. Marrying a young man from her own generation would be much less gossip worthy than this. And yet, Boaz understands this and praises her for it. Yud Aleph, V'atah biti al tiri'i. And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, the Mefarshim say, that I will be ashamed to marry a Moabiyah and I will turn away from you. Don't be afraid that your reputation will suffer from being here alone with me or that I will delay. Don't be afraid of any of those things. Kol asher tomari e'aselach. It's amazing. He's just flipped immediately to seeing the necessity and the value of this relationship. All that you say, Tomri, all that you say, I will do for you. Ki yodea kol sha'arami ki eshes chayil ot. Because all of the remainder or all of those at the gate of my nation, of my people, know that you are a woman of valor. All the Jewish people are very aware that she had converted entirely for the sake of Shem Shamayim and for Avas Hashem, how strong she was in doing the mitzvos. He calls her Eshes Chayil. The numerical value, the gematria of Chayil, is 48, alluding to the 48 times Gerim are mentioned in the Chamishkom Shei Torah, alluding to Avraham Avinu abandoning Avodah Zarah at the age of 48. And At, you are, means that you are a complete Eshes Chayil from Aleph to Tav. You have done everything that there is to do. So it's a tremendous short speech that he has given Rus to tell her what an amazing Jew she is, how amazingly happy and flattered he is at her offer, and that he intends to take care of it. But first, there's a caveat. There's a possible holdup, and he has to let her know that it exists.